They were willing to undertake long voyages in open vessels and even invented ways of navigating on the ocean. They were certainly a brave people, but although they were entirely willing to use violence when needed, there were actually very few professional warriors in Norse culture. Most Vikings went back to their farms or trades after an expedition, and many never ventured forth at all. However, they were raised on tales of battling gods, and they respected courage, skill at arms, and similar martial values. The Norsemen were thus part-time warriors at need, albeit enthusiastic ones, rather than a race of professional fighting men. Norse traders and settlers carried with them their stories and myths, and these inevitably became distorted over time, as well as merging with those of other cultures. As a result, there may be numerous variants of a tale, or distorted versions that in some cases have drifted so far from the original as to be almost unrecognizable except in the most general of terms. Similarly, the real Norsemen have become confused with fictional versions or with their own myths, to the point where an extremely distorted image has emerged. Norse mythology is also distorted, from our perspective, by the fact that there was little writing in the so-called Viking Age. Runes were used, but important information was enshrined in the writing of the Skalds, the Norse poets who recorded and celebrated heroic deeds, and kept alive by recitation and the training of new Skalds. The sagas were not written down until long after the end of the Viking Age, and were further distorted by comparison to other mythologies. Most of what we know about the Norse mythology